Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Victor Farrell?
This is me.
Thank you very
much.
And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Probably, 15.
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it PCC restoration, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, stonemason, refractory bricklayer, tile setter, bricklayer, cement mason, tile or marble finisher, plasterer?
I've done most everything.
Mason. So we do have them in different categories. So which one do you want me to record?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer. Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey or level mechanic, or foreman?
I'm a journeyman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes, ma'am.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
It's about the same.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
There's a lot less.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yeah. Nobody wants to work anymore.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union in any of them?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, through the federal government, or do you not know?
Funded through the federal government.
Thank you. I'm thinking more generally about the economy and jobs. In the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same or more unemployment than now?
Probably be about the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Probably get better.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the last 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Regularly.
Thank you. Now, changing the subject beyond the world, beyond the union, to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The list that we have is as follows. Friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, radio, cable news, and the internet or social media. Now please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from.
Usually the TV I get my news from. Internet, I don't get out.
Okay. But between friends and neighbors, print or online news, local TV news programming, radio, and cable news, which one is the second news source that you are most likely to get your news from?
Radio and cable.
Radio second and cable third. And between friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, or local TV news programming, which is the one that you're most likely to get your news from?
Radio, TV.
Between friends and neighbors and print or online newspapers, which is the one that you're most likely to get your news from?
Friends and neighbors.
Friends and neighbors. Okay, so the list that I got was first, the internet or social media, second, radio, third, cable news, fourth, local TV news programming, fifth, friends and neighbors, and last, print or online newspapers. Did I get that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, education, foreign policy, immigration, the environment, healthcare, support for labor unions, or something else?
Ma'am, I'm sorry, but I'm busy right now. My family's here for dinner.
Oh. Okay. At what time can we call you back? Because we would love to see
you.
We would love to hear the rest of it.
Okay, you have a good night.
Okay. Yep. Thank you very much for your time.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day.